Welcome to 959 meters in Göteborg. Before you start, you need some instructions. Your walking direction is always the direction you were walking in before you stopped and did something else. Never turn back. You should always walk forward. Only stop when the instructions tells you to stop. If you're lost in the instructions, take it easy. Just walk forward. Listen and catch it up when you can. During the walk, you will get instructions in how to move or what to do. You can use them right away or later. If you want to move in another way, do it. You can never do wrong. You do it your way. You are now at Stenpiren, next to Skeppsbron. Walk as far out on the pier as possible. While you're walking further out, look around you. Find something, a pole that you can lean against, or a bench where you can sit down. Close your eyes. Listen to the sounds around you. Do you hear the heavy sounds from the harbor? Engine. Sounds from the boats. Listen to the sounds of the city. Cars. People talking. Footsteps. Still with your eyes closed, observe the smell of the ocean, the salty smell mixed with the smell from boats and seaweed. Feel the wind. Is it a windy day or a calm day? Open your eyes and look around you. See all the things you only heard and felt before. Look at the cranes on the other side of the water. Look at the boats, the ferries. Look further out at Älvsborgsbron, towards the sea. Look at the water and the birds. Look towards the city now. See the houses and the cars. See, listen, and feel. Start to walk towards the city, towards Skeppsbron. Go with the beat. Feel the pulse. When you reach the end of the pier, you will turn left and follow the water as close as you can. But you're not there yet, so look at the structure of the city. See the lines of the buildings, the windows, the straight lines, the curved lines. Look at the differences and the similarities when you look into the city. Turn turn left at the small wooden bridge so that you have the water on your left side. Follow the quay as close to the water as possible. See the people around you. What do they do? Where do you think they are going? Are they alone? Or in a group? When you pass the bridge, go down the stairs at your left so you come closer to the water. Continue to observe the people around you. Turn left on the bridge and continue straight forward. When you reach the end of the bridge, turn right, still with the water on your left side. To your right, you see a long bench that continues forward. Use that bench. Jump up on it. Jump down from it. Use it as a skateboard ramp. Jump up and spin in the air while you jump down. The next lamppost you reach, grab it and swing your body around it. Use your hands, push off from the bench. Make a cartwheel if you wish. Climb the small houses. It doesn't matter what you do, everything you do is right. But don't pass the big black ship you see a bit further away. The next lamppost you reach, swing your body around it. Continue forward all the time. Sometimes there's a lot of people on the bench. Jump around them, over them, but not on them. Sit down in the end of the bench, on the opposite side of the big black ship. Sit on the opposite side of the ship so you can see and hear it. Listen to the sounds of the ship. If it's a windy day, the ship creaks together with the wind. Follow that sound. Reach front as far as you can with your right hand. Make a circle with it around your head and then drop it down again. Follow the creaking. Reach front with your right foot and make a circle with it. Place it down carefully. Reach as far as you can with your left hand. Do a circle with it around your head and drop it down along your side. Reach front with your left foot together with the creaking. Make a circle with it and slowly place it down. Reach front with your right hand and start to follow the lines of the ship. Paint the ship in the air in front of you. Also paint the movements of the water. Follow the sounds. Stand up and continue in your walking direction. After the big black anchor, you turn right. Turn right before Kaihul 8, then take the small road towards the propeller. Look at the shape of the propeller. Follow the lines with your body, your hands, feet, your arms. Sculpture your body after the propeller, the curved lines, the straight lines. Shape circles. Lean against the blades of the propeller. Slide at it. Hang from it. Climb on it. Continue towards the blue stairs. While you're walking up the stairs, let two of your fingers become two legs and walk with them beside you at the rail. Let your fingers walk in different ways up the stair rail beside you. Take big steps with your fingers, short steps. Jump with them, cross them. Take your time. You should stop when you reach the end of the stairs. Don't cross the bridge. Dance with your fingers. Do moonwalks. Twist. Walk all the way up until you reach the bridge over the road. In front of you, in the middle of the bridge, there is a row of nails that holds the wooden boards in place. Balance on those nails. Balance high up on your toes. It's only a thin wire you're walking on. You're high up. Take big steps. Look at the cars. Take as small steps as possible. Balance back. Thank you. Run to the other side of the bridge. Jump down the stairs at your right. Jump on 2 feet. One step at a time. Jump zigzag. Jump around. Fly down the stairs. Use your hands. When you're down, turn left. You see a wall of stone on your left side. Lean against it. While you're leaning, go as far away with your feet as you can, so you make a diagonal between the wall and the ground. In that position, with your feet as far away as possible, travel along the wall. Help yourself with your hands. Roll. Walk. Slide along the wall. Continue forward, walk again at Smedjegatan. Look at the structures of the buildings, the lines. What is special with each house? A door? A window? Also look at the structure of the pavement. When you reach the next crossroad, turn left at Kronhusgatan. Walk on the left side of the street. Follow the lines of the house facade with your hands. Find the square shapes, the horizontal lines, the vertical lines. Find the circles and the curved lines. Follow them with your hands. When you pass the red house, you reach a yellow house. Go close to the wall now. Follow the lines with your whole body, with your feet, elbows. Continue forward all the time. Follow the lines with your head, with your knees. Fill out the empty spaces with your body. Fill out the window. Stand as close as you can to a pipeline, a gateway. Be big, be small. Continue to follow the lines of the house facade until you reach the end of the big red building you see on the other side of the street. Don't walk further than the end of that house, but you have around 1 minute before you should be there. So try to melt into the wall, almost like you were hiding from something. Or someone. Continue forward. Everything you do is right. You do it your way. On the other side of the street, where the big red building ends, you see a fence made of iron Walk to it and climb it. Fill up the empty spaces between the bars with your arms and legs. Climb the fence. Climb high up and low down. Jump down and run to the left side of the street, past the crossroad and run towards the pillars on the left side of the road. Run zigzag between the pillars until you reach the next crossroad. Run fast. Run left at Torggatan. Now you're not allowed to touch the stripes between the stones in the pavement. There are bigger stones on the left side of the street. Jump between them. Take it easy in the beginning. Walk backwards. Cross your legs. Use your hands. You can't touch the stripes between the stones. You might have played this game before. After a while, you can use the water wells in the middle of the street to take you to the other side, to the right side of the streets. Do it, because on the right side you can jump in the window frames. Use the lampposts. Continue to jump between the stones, a bit faster now. Don't touch the stripes. Jump around. Push up from the window frames. Pass the first crossroad and continue forward. Feel your pulse. Just walk again. Straight ahead. Towards the opera. Walk until you reach the crossing. Cross the road and then walk a little bit to your left or to your right, out on the big lawn, to the big open space. Find a green spot where you want to lay down. Look around you. See how the water meets the city. Do you see anything you didn't see before? Take it all in, all the impressions you get from the city and the people. How does the city feel like? Happy? Stressful? Calm? Sad? Lay down in the grass and just relax. You just walked 959 meters in Göteborg. You feel so good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breathe. drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.